This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today, we're picking up after our dogs. Yes, today's topic is dog poop. Not the most glamorous subject, but one that inspires a lot of angst that Sherry Northen hears about all the time.
It's a very contentious issue because we get a lot of complaints, and some people just call me up and say, okay, what's the latest hottest topic? Dog poop.
Northen is the executive director of the Anchorage Waterways Council. She says she gets phone calls and emails every day from Anchorage residents complaining about people not picking up their dog droppings.
One gentleman called me a couple years ago, and he was complaining about one at Ship Creek. And he said, why can't they put a person in every park to write tickets? And that's 200 and some odd people. That's not realistic.
But Northen says something does need to be done. Surveys indicate that there are roughly 70,000 dogs in the Anchorage area, producing 10 tons of waste per day. And irresponsible dog owners are creating a major problem.
All our creeks, except for one in Anchorage, they have fecal coliform impairments, which means they're on the EPA's impaired water list.
That's because Anchorage's stormwater runoff, basically all the water on the ground, eventually ends up in our creeks.
So it doesn't matter if it's a cigarette butt or if it's dog poop. They just go down the storm drain and then go directly untreated into the creeks. And a lot of people think they go to the waste treatment plant through the sewer, but that's for buildings.
Northen says thankfully fish and game studies haven't found that fecal coliform is harming our fish, but that doesn't mean it can't harm humans. She uses Campbell Creek as an example.
There's a little beach there and little kids play on the beach and they splash around in it and play in the sand. And you know toddlers that, you know, they may not take a glass up to their mouth and drink out of it, but it splashes, it's on their hands, and you could get Giardia or roundworms or a bunch of things like that, depending on how bad the situation is at the time.
As far as which spots are problem areas, Northen says dog parks are on the top of the list. Parks like University Lake, which is where we've met today. She says the high concentration of dogs and the fact they're mostly off-leash can be a nasty combination.
When they're off-leash, the owner isn't paying attention, 100% attention to what their dog's doing, as opposed to when they're on-leash, you know when your dog poops, and it's easy to pick it up.
The passerbys I did ask about the dog poop problem didn't seem to think there was one.
People usually pick up pretty well, more when there's no snow, but that's why they have the spring cleanup days. Because a lot of times in the winter, it's hard to see where they go when it's snowing, but people do come down and participate in the doggy cleanup day.
Northen says the cleanup days do help, and there are some dog owners that go above and beyond to keep the parks clean, like the people who stock grocery bags at the trail entrances.
This is somebody's trash bag that they are bringing in their grocery bags and hanging in it. See Fred Meyer bags in it, vegetable bags. We see bags of poop in the trash can. It's great.
But Northen says extra bags and a few cleanup days a year just isn't enough. Her waterway council tries to combat the problem by handing out flyers and posting signs. Signs that read, be a responsible pet owner, clean up after your pet, and dog feces fine, $75. She says even those aren't very effective, though, as they're rarely enforced. In order to get an owner fined, someone has to get visual proof of the culprit and then submit that proof to animal care and control. And getting proof isn't always easy.
People just drive up to parks, let their dogs out to poop. You know, stealth poops. And then you can take their license number. People have done that. And then turn them in. You know, and they say, okay, I give up.
But for most people, that's just too much work. Northen says nobody wants to be the poop police. Not even her.
I have a chronic problem in my neighborhood of a fellow who goes across the street, takes his three dogs over by Campbell Creek, within about 20 feet of the creek, and lets him poop, and he just stands there with his hands crossed and then walks back to his house.
Do you know your neighbor's name? He'd be like, hey, Joe, I know you're listening right now.
I don't know his name. I know what kind of dogs he has. German Shepherd and two Shelties. And he's well known. Even people at Fish and Game know about him. But nobody's been able to stop him.
Northen doesn't want to sound like a dog hater. She has three of her own and has lived with dogs her entire life. But Northen says dog negligence needs to stop.
I don't understand the mentality. It wrecks the creeks. It wrecks the environment. It's unhealthy. It's just gross, and it's just rude.
And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. For more stories about our community, or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.